Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Dr. Lois Frankel is here. Lois is president of Corporate Coaching International. She's a member of the Washington Speakers Bureau. She's the author of a number of books, including Nice Girls Don't Just Don't Get It. Her new book, which is, I think, is an e-book, Nice Girls Don't Speak Up or Stand Out. And she's here to talk to us about that very topic. She's our new friend, Lois Frankel. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So let's talk about this. Give us your... your appraisal of where you think women are today in the workplace, in the marketplace, where do you think women stand?
I think women stand on the precipice of greatness. I say on the precipice because for many women, and I don't want to paint every woman with the same brush, but for many women, they need to just be bold and brave enough to take that next step that's going to help them achieve their goals. The fact is that there's a great book that I wish I wrote, Jim, and it's called Gather the Women, Save the World. And I strongly believe that if this world is going to survive, and if our country is going to survive, we need to have more women in leadership roles.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you talk about being on the precipice, that precipice presumes that there's some force energy short of the precipice that you say would be tantamount to a gridlock that you point out in your notes here, created by men. The gridlock is created by men. Now, do you think men created that gridlock to hold women back, or they just created it in a vacuum where women weren't as evident, and they just did it? Some did it on purpose. Some didn't do it intentionally. What do you think about the gridlock?
Well, you know, I think it's both. I don't think men are evil. I don't think most men are out to get women. But we live in what's called a white male system. And any system is designed to perpetuate itself, whether it's an ecological system, a family system, financial system, whatever it is. A system, by definition, is designed to perpetuate itself.
Well, so and I don't think there's a race issue there, because depending on where you are, I mean, the history of humanity is a patriarchal structure. There's no question about that. I agree with that.
Oh, yeah, it's patriarchal, but it's also white. Because if you really look around, right? I mean, look what happened to Barack Obama.
Well, let me say this. I'm not going to get into a racial discussion about this. This is not about any of that. I'll be glad to talk to you about gender and those issues, but I'm not going to get into that political discussion, cuz I wander around in other groups where there are no white people, and it's still patriarchal. Women still have the same issues, maybe even more so in those issues.
I'm fine with that, Jim. Yeah. We don't need to go there. You asked me what I thought was happening, and I answered your question. That I didn't think men were evil. I think that there is simply a system in place that perpetuates itself.
And how much of that failure the reason women haven't broken through that precipice as you're talking about, how much of that is because of the system? And how much of it is because women haven't been bold enough? They haven't found a way to sort of speak for themselves, as you say.
You know, I think those two things go hand in glove. That, you know, when I wrote Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office, I was really saying that you can't be the nice girl you were taught to be in childhood, mm-hmm. and ex- expect to achieve your adult goal.
What would it look like for you to be not so nice? What would that look like? Because that's the isn't that the break point? Isn't that the crossover point that is so difficult for women and for society to deal
with? Yeah, I think that women don't understand that nice is necessary for success, but it's not sufficient. That, again, you can't be the nice little girl you were taught to be in childhood. So it's not about not being nice. It's about being nice and adding behaviors such as speaking up first in a meeting, answering questions directly, asking for what you want, negotiating with impact.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Lois about how often that nice paradigm is problematic, not just for the system, not just for the gridlock, not just for the men, but also for other women. We have to talk about that after the break with our new friend, Dr. Lois Frankel. The book is called Nice Girls Don't Speak Up or Stand Out. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.